USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Rudy Giuliani, who is a player in the congressional impeachment investigation into the president's dealing with Ukraine, is tweeting about what he calls a major scandal. He says the swamp media and corrupt Democrats are trying to destroy him because he's exposing what he calls their pay-for-play scheme. The president's personal attorney has been called a central figure in the complaint allegations that the president solicited foreign interference in his 2020 re-election bid. The CIA whistleblower's complaint was filed after a July 25th phone call with Ukraine's president, Vladimir Zelensky.
When you look at that conversation, there's no threat. There's no quid pro quo.
But House Democrats now investigating call it an abuse of office and want to depose five State Department officials mentioned in the complaint, including Special Envoy to Ukraine, Kurt Volker, who abruptly resigned on Friday. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Alaruth, the capitalist evangelist. I'm here to introduce you to a special company with the potential to be one of the great all-American stories. Fortum Resources is a publicly traded, diversified natural resource company with oil, gas, and mining properties in North America and internationally. Fortum is led by Chairman Mark Bruner, the legendary oil man who built Ultra Petroleum from a 15-cent stock to $200 per share, creating $15 billion in shareholder profits. Mark has 30 years of experience in the oil and gas industry, overseeing contracts with Halliburton, ExxonMobil, Hess. Fortum has over 350,000 acres of oil and gas resources, and more than half the acreage has been evaluated by world-renowned auditors Deloitte Touche. Fortum also owns the rights to the 180-square-mile City of Gold mining property. Fortum is traded on two global exchanges, U.S. ticker symbol FTMR. Repeat, FTMR. This is a rare ground floor opportunity to capitalize on a proven energy industry legend. Please visit FortumResources.com. That's Fortum, F-O-R-T-E-M, Resources.com.
President Trump has signed a budget measure to keep the federal government running for now. Congress reset the clock when it passed a continuing resolution, or CR, that funds government operations through November 21st. This buys Congress an extra 8 weeks to work on a longer-term spending deal. The chairman of the Senate Appropriations Committee, Senator Richard Shelby, met with President Trump at the White House to discuss budget matters. Shelby's committee has passed 10 of 12 annual funding bills that require a vote by the full Senate. The Pentagon says suicides of active duty service members hit an all-time high in 2018. USA's Chris Barnes reports from Washington.
The suicide rate was 24.8 per 100,000 service members in 2018. The annual suicide report showing 541 service members confirmed or believed to have committed suicide last year. That's up from 511 in 2017.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The National Rifle Association acted as a foreign asset for Russia in the period leading up to the 2016 election, according to a new investigation which was unveiled Friday by Democratic Senator Ron Wyden of Oregon. After an 18-month probe by the Senate Finance Committee's Democratic staff, they found that the NRA underwrote political access for Russian nationals Maria Butina and Alexander Torshin, even though the two had declared their ties to the Kremlin. The report also describes how closely the gun rights group was involved with organizing a 2015 visit by some of its leaders to Moscow. Pete Burnell, who was then vice president of the NRA, was enticed to visit Russia with the promise of personal business opportunities, and the NRA covered a portion of the trip's costs. According to Senator Wyden, the conclusion of the Senate investigation could have legal implications for the NRA. The National Rifle Association called the report politically motivated and suggested that the 2015 Moscow trip was not an official NRA trip. Wyden also called on the Treasury Department to investigate whether Russian arms manufacturers are evading sanctions to do business in the United States. Attorneys General in the state of New York and the District of Columbia are conducting separate probes into alleged wrongdoing at the gun rights organization. Those probes have a broader scope than the Senate report, which focuses on Russia. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.